Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend with us today. Ari Smith is with us. Ari is a Chief Technical Officer at FinCross International, which is an international technology banking organization. He's also visiting professor of artificial intelligence at Yonsei University in Seoul, Korea, South Korea. And he's a new member of our Brain Trust. Ari Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate your time and I'd like to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. I'm glad you are, because this is a topic, artificial intelligence, the whole digital age leverage that we talk about on the show quite a bit here a lot, and that I wrote a book about, is very much interesting to us. Talk to us about artificial intelligence. I'd like for you to, you know, even though we generally know what it is, I always like my experts to basically just sort of give us a little tour of what they think about artificial intelligence as it fits in with the as what I call analog leverage gives way to digital leverage. Where does artificial intelligence fit into that?
Yeah, no, I think that's an important point to mention. I'll try to keep it brief and relatively non-technical, because there's a lot of different ideas that people have about what artificial intelligence is and what it isn't. I think the simplest way to understand it is that it's just the science and engineering of making intelligent machines that are able to simulate some aspect of human intuition. And so then, of course, we could drill in and say, well, what's intelligence, what's intuition, and so on and so forth. But just imagine things that humans don't want to do, that machines can do better than they can, and that people are comfortable having machines do for them. And you start to hone in on where artificial intelligence can really benefit us and where people want it to benefit
us. Or even if it's things that humans can do or want to do, the machines do it so much faster. And accurate.
Right, but it's important with AI that people are comfortable having machines do the things for them. Like self-driving cars, there's a lot of people on the fence about that, but almost nobody would question whether or not we should have Google's AI doing search for us versus going to the library.
Right, and that's a really important point you're making, Z, because a lot of people don't think, if you ask the average person out there roaming around Main Street, Billy Joe, Bob, and Loreen, and you said to them, how much AI do you use? They'd say, well, I don't use any AI. But the truth is, they've been using it for 20 years.
And they would be completely incorrect, as my mother has been, even though I've tried to correct her many times in this. I told her that she's using AI every minute of every day that her phone is turned on, and even when it's not, because all the devices around her are either directly or indirectly leveraging AI.
That's exactly right. And that's the thing that people, you try to explain to people, the AI ship has sailed. It's not a matter of if and when, it's a matter of what we do with it, right?
You are absolutely correct. I wish more people thought about it that way. AI is here, and it's just a question of, do we go down the dystopian route and look at AI from the perspective of weapons and destructive technologies, or do we go down the more utopian route and figure out a way for AI to help all of civilization?
Well,
and that's I'm personally focused and where FinCross is focused.
When I think about the dystopian part of FinTech, I don't just think about the ordnance part, the warfare part. I think about what we possibly could do to ourselves. I've said for a long time, Ari, that 400 years before a robot takes us down, we'll do it to ourselves. What do you think?
I think humans are clearly the most destructive species on the planet, and unfortunately, we are also the most intelligent. So we are capable of designing our own destruction. And there's a lot of game theoretics analysis that would point to that being the likely way that humanity ends. That being said, with the power that we have at our disposal today,
under a little bit of magic wand, a few keystrokes, we can make magic happen. The leverage that we can do around the world, that a regular person can do around the world, we've never had that kind of leverage before. This is why the regular folks need to have as much of an understanding about artificial intelligence as they do about an internal combustion engine or electricity, right? Or the way water works in your plumbing, that we need to understand AI that way, don't we?
I completely agree, although I would argue that not enough people understand those mechanics or fundamentals either. But putting that somewhat pessimistic view aside, I completely concur. The fact is, if we allow AI to remain in the domain of the mega corporations or in government, then what we're doing is we're giving up our communal right to help steer those technologies. And as a community, I have far more faith in the population to bring us to a safer, more beneficial endpoint than I do select mega corporations or multinationals or government.
I gotta take a quick break. Stay with it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.